look, Marty, ain't gonna get my things together. Pack it up and I'm leaving this place. I don't believe you're crying to me. A smile upon your face. I didn't think how much you'd hurt me. Well, it's something to laugh about. Bringing the good times, baby, and let the bad times out. Club in London, a kind of an acoustic piece called Someday the Sun Won't Shine for You. We called the album This Was because clearly to me at any rate it was just a passing phase, really doing that stuff and waited to make a living for a year or so while we pursued more eclectic routes, which became apparent on the next record or two. This next song we're going to play is perhaps an example of early eclectic Jethro Tull, and as far as I know, probably only twice in the history of planet Earth has there been a piece of music to get into the top 10, written in 5/4 time signature. First one being Dave Brubeck's famous Take 5. This next one, which features the other guys in the band, is a piece called Living in the Past. And we'll bring on to the stage in no particular order. On drums and percussion, James Duncan from Bristol in England. On piano and accordion, John O'Hara from Bristol in England. And on bass guitar, we have Dave Goodyear from, you've got it. Bristol time. Five, I don't know if any of you ever get to go on vacation to exotic beachside destinations like Thailand or Ibiza or the Gambia. Yeah, and when you're there and you're sitting on a beach, you're getting a little thirsty, a little parched. Along comes some person, some dodgy person, waving bottles of mineral water and persuading you that it's worth buying one to quench that thirst. It looks good in principle, fresh spring water from the mountain spring. Problem is, they often go and pick up the empties off the beach and refill them at the septic village pump. Sell them to the unwary customer, then gets the shits for a fortnight straight. I know Dave Goodyear is still recovering from his last episode. So, this is dedicated to the water carriers who bring you the water, and whether you like them or not, they're going to keep doing it. This is from a solo album called The Secret Language of Birds, in which Martin Barr will play his bouzouki, a very, very generous gift from a close friend. Do. For all I know, she's in her mid-40s. She doesn't look like it, at least on a good day. She plays the solo violin, and she has a piece of music now that she co-wrote. Come back. What's happening here? And we'll bring her onto the stage. Her name is Anna Phoebe. Anna Phoebe, join us, please. Hey. New outfit. Must have been shopping this afternoon. In a thrift store somewhere. He knows how to charm them, doesn't he? This is called Gypsy, and it's a piece of music of sort of rather Middle Eastern and other nuances. Check it out. Years ago, on the banks of the Volga River in old Russia, lived a beautiful countess. She was lucky enough to fall in love with a dashing young cavalry officer. Flute player, was it? Oh, he's a flute player, sorry. Same thing. And then it all went pear-shaped. She thought he was a great guy, but he buggered off, went off with another woman, another countess, probably. And she was left alone in abject misery. Nothing for it then but to swallow the polonium. So there's a piece of music to celebrate the short life and unfortunate death of a beautiful Russian countess. It's called Katerina's Theme. This keeps cutting out. It's very weird.
Stop it!
It's a little infrared thing that's supposed to detect me when I get close to the microphone, but sometimes it doesn't. Anyways, enough of that. On you go. New opportunities for people in manufacturing and development of technology to do our best to combat what seems inevitable. On the other hand, back in the twilight of folklorish Britain, others may be out of a fucking job. For instance, that little elf-like goblin creature who has a responsibility of looking after all things that grow, keeping them alive just about, during the cold and dark winter months, allowing them to blossom again in the spring. Well, he's going to be out of a job, because where I live, things are blossoming again in the spring in about November the year before. It's gone a bit weird. So Jack in the Green is probably rather desperate for employment. As am I. This is from the Songs from the Wood album, Jack in the Green. seen dragging the green man. With his long tail hanging down, it quietly sits under every tree. If a falls off his covered gown, it drinks from the empty acorn cup that knew the dawn sweet reaver's nose, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops it's time to grow. Signatures and well, some tricky moments you'll probably be revealed. This one is very testing even for quite competent musicians, so we're in deep shit. Thank you. in 1972, I was fortunate enough to encounter a young 12-year-old boy in the nicest possible way. He was a rather precocious little bugger, and he wrote the lyrics, so it is said, to this piece of music, arguably one of Jethro Tull's well-known pieces of prog rock fantasy from 1972. Young Gerald Bostock, 12 years old, and he's 47 now, poor bugger. But still kind enough to send me on the dot every 6 months a nice fat royalty check. So, nice little fella. Good old Gerald. We'll dedicate this to the old fella. This is called, or an excerpt from, Thick as a Brick. Really don't mind if you set this one out. My words but a whisper in them the same shout. I may make you feel but it can't make you think. Your sperms in the gut carry your lives in the same ink. So you write as a ruin of the fields, and you make on an animal he feels, and you wanna spend on know how to keep feels. To be thick as a brick. the fields and should make all your animal teas. And your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick. Scottishness, I think. It's I was never much into Shakespeare as a child or as an adult. A little bit tedious, really, but I used to go and sojourn with my barren aunt Molly up in Perthshire. She took me to visit a place where she said it was the culmination of the Macbeth story, where high on a little hill there was the army was camped out, and Dunsinane it was called. And the soldiers who were attempting to attack the hill, they dressed in foliage. And for some reason, they dressed up in oak trees and bits of leaves and dead wood and stuff in order to creep up unnoticed on the king's army behind the hill at Dunsinane. Now, I don't know about you, but if I saw a fucking oak forest coming towards me, I might think, something up. That seemed to do the trick, and Macbeth got his comeuppance, though, didn't he? Macduff did for him, so I believe. That was the end of the story. Almost as tragic as the Countess one. On that happy note, we'll play Birnam Wood to Dunsinane.
Thank you.
Now, in this age of political correctness, I probably wouldn't get away with calling this next song what it's called. In fact, back in 1969, on the stand-up album, no one really bothered about stuff like that. But now, you've got to be careful. You could hurt someone's feelings. So, I'm going to change the name of this song. We're going to call it tonight. We're going to call it, I Don't Want to Be a Clinically Obese Person. But we'll dedicate it anyway to that fat bastard in the front. Marty Barr's going to play the flute. What a treat. Yeah. Ho! Don't wanna be a fat man. People would think that I was just good fun. Wouldn't rather be a thin man. I am so glad to go on being one. Too much to carry around with.
Just good luck, yeah. would rather be a thin leg. I am so glad you're being one. Too much to carry around with you. No chance of finding a woman free. Without you in the morning,
Two halves, we're coming close to the intermission now. And you know what that means? It means you have about 20 minutes to go in search of a glass of chilled Chardonnay or fresh juice or maybe just a widdly wee as befits the needs of the elderly gent whose bladder isn't quite what it used to be. And so you may just want to go for a piss, I don't know. Anyway, while you're there, think of me, okay? Go to the merchandise stand and get a copy of Anna's CD, and maybe after the show she'll come and sign a few copies in the flesh. Let me rephrase that. On her flesh, yes, whatever. And this is a piece by J.S. Bach that we'll play. And it's been murdered cruelly since 1969 on the stand-up album. There's no excuses for behaving so atrociously towards fine classical music, but... we'll murder it yet again tonight for it's called Beret. Okay. She's read a piece of music to celebrate the fact that she's still alive. It's a piece of music called 99 Lives from her album.
Thank you.
and a gig in 1999. Martin's getting the bouzouki out, look. Must be a folky moment coming on. Okay, this is one that is set around a geographical location in the Inner Hebrides, on the Isle of Skye, in fact, on a rocky promontory overlooking a sea loch. There is an ancient hill fort called Dunringill. And it was built back in 800, 900 AD to guard the local citizens from the marauding Viking hordes who swept up the sea loch in their longships, bent upon murder, rape, pillage, and worse. They had a particular enthusiasm for the local women. When they ran out of women, they turned on the sheep. Many of them were called Anderson. Anderson is, of course, a Scandinavian name, and the name of, in fact, a Danish pirate, one of the last pirates to sail the North Sea about his business. It is said he might be the ancestor of my part of the family. But it's interesting to ponder on that, you know, that I might just be the chance encounter of sperm and egg of sheep. The piece of music when Martin will play his bouzouki on, it's called simply Dunringill. The weather's on the change, ice clouds invading and pressure falling, lines join in faint discord as the storm watch brews a concert of kings and the white sea snaps at the heels of a soft prayer whispered. Clear light on a slake pond as a misty the day. Slip the knife on a shade pink, make a marked card play. Call twilight hours down from a heaven home. High above the highest bidder for the good large throne. In the wee hours of meeting, down by the morning hill, the photo take you quickly. By the Ringill, by the Ringill. Wait in stone circles till the forest comes through. Lines join in vain discord and the storm once bruise. The concert of kings as the white sea snaps at the heels of a soft breath whispered. In the wee hours of meeting, down by the ringing hill, alone to watch the old gods play. By the ringing hill, by the ringing hill. By the Ringill. In the wee hours of meeting, the town by the ringing hill, alone we'll watch the old gods play. His or her mark on our history, our traditions, our culture. Take King Henry VIII, for example. He was a weird bugger. He used to wake up in a bad mood most mornings, apparently, and just lop the head off the nearest wife whenever he got bored with her. Funny old fella. And then there was Richard the Lionheart, brave Richard, went off to the Crusades. And look what shit that's got us into. And of course, in our own time, we have our dear King Blair. Went off on a crusade of his own and got us even to more shit, I think, than we were in the first. Back to King Henry, though, for me. He was actually a culture jet. He wrote poetry. He wrote romantic poetry, presumably to apologize to headless wives. And apparently wrote music, too. It is said that he is the author of this piece of music, which we recorded on an album many years ago, thinking it was called King Henry's Madrigal. But when I Googled it, it turned out to have a real name, Pastime in Good Company. So we will. King Henry's Madrigal or Pastime in Good Company, who gives a shit? Thank you. Martin Barr would like a word with you.
Good evening. Well, I've written quite a few instrumentals, and tonight I'm going to do a very mercifully short one. It's just 2 minutes long, which is pathetic. But you know, I'll try to make it longer, and I just ran out of things to play, you know, that's what happens. But it's called Empty Cafe. I'm going to wander over there and play with these other gentlemen.
Pieces of music. This one, for example, arguably is the most famous Jethro Tull song ever, and it didn't even have a flute in it on the original. But we put that to rights tonight. We're going to add the flute and change the arrangement so dramatically that we in the band will almost certainly not recognize what it is we are in fact playing. You may get an inkling about 30 seconds into it. Don't shout out smoke on that fucking water, I'll get pissed off! I will.
Thank you.
Piece of music really to cheer up, well, to cheer up the Americans really, because wherever we travel around the world, America gets these days a pretty bad rap. And it's not entirely fair, because just the actions of one madman in the White House and the current administration shouldn't tarnish the whole lot of them. Most Americans are really fine folks, and we enjoy visiting them, and they enjoy coming over here. But we have some in the audience tonight. So it's a good opportunity to play a piece of Americana, something that celebrates the good side of America, the great melting pot of society, the multicultural nature, the invitational nature of America. Leonard Bernstein wrote that fabulous musical, movie starring Tom Hanks, singing in West Side Story. Do you remember that one? Or was it Sylvester Stallone? One of those singing guys, anyway. So we'll do a bit of this one, and it'll be dedicated to Keith Emerson. Emerson, known of course for Emerson, Lake and Palmer, but before that he played in a band called The Nice back in 1968 at the Marquee Club. We used to see him every week. This is Keith's arrangement of America.
Thank you.
people would have you turn. Locked him in his golden cage. Him resurrected from the grave, from the grave. Here's the book on it, nothing, and that's all that you can see. You are the book on it, everything. And well, ever since I, you and me, slowly lean upon him gently, and don't call on him to stay. The blood it hurts, but it pains.
getting close to the end of the show. We're going to play a piece of music which is, I guess really on the face of it, rather a sad song. It has some uplifting kind of thoughts to it too. It's set in Mumbai, Bombay, as it used to be known, about a little girl who's lost her way and found herself in the old profession. A piece of music called Beside Myself. We'll be followed by a little bit in medley form. And then we'll, let's bugger off into the night, really. Yes.
Young comes handing out a big hand.
no had a Hagley, no mark. Yeah, down in the Hoffman bar of the hotel, there they call for the last round of the day. Push back the stool, take the elevator right, on a bed and kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Rocks on the road. tonight from David Goodyear on bass guitar. David Goodyear. On drums and percussion, James Duncan. On piano and accordion, John O'Hara. Our special guest this evening, Anna Phoebe, violin. And the fastest bazooka in the business, Martin Lancelot Brown.